Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State? We tend to think of March and April as transitional months of very little activity. That may be true for humans, but there's plenty going on in the animal world. Most mammals are either mating, gestating, or giving birth during this period. Animals can't afford to wait to mate until the weather warms and the flowers are blooming, because their young would not be born until June or July, often too late for all the growth that must happen before the young of the year face their first winter. All animals have evolved specific timing for their reproductive cycles. In the squirrel family, gray squirrels had their first litter in March, while red squirrels mate in March and give birth in April. Northern flying squirrels mate in April and give birth in May. In the dog family, red foxes give birth to their kits in late March and early April, while coyotes produce young in April. Timber wolves mate in March and give birth in May. In the weasel family, nearly all members use delayed implantation to govern their breeding cycles. Mink breed in early March and employ a short delayed implantation, giving birth in late April and early May. Striped skunks likewise breed in March, but give birth a little later in May. Martens, ermines, and long-tailed weasels use an intermediate delay, breeding in July, but giving birth in late April to early May. The longest cycle of delayed implantation belongs to fishers and river otters, a cycle that keeps the females perpetually pregnant. Both otters and fishers breed in April, but not until 350 days or so later do the females give birth. Then, they promptly breed again. March courtship displays are hard to catch, but they're magical when found. Ravens show off their flight skills in courtship loops and dives. Snowshoe hares mate, the males thumping their hind feet on the snow crust, bouncing in circles, and even flipping and twisting high into the air, as naturalist Denny Olson has written. Male grouse begin to drum out messages to females. Chipmunks emerge seeking a partner to court, the male singing at the den entrance to his chosen female in the hope she will like the song. If the weather warms, male red-winged blackbirds and robins will appear one morning, as if a wand has been waved across the land, their songs jolting human spirits into an expression of thanks for a winter that is at last losing ground. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.